Hello and welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris, and I am by myself once again today, but I would say once a week probably we're going to have guests, and I'm just going to be by myself for most of them, but not all of them, but so I could do podcasts more often. And so let's talk about what we're going to talk about, and we'll talk about Carlos Correa. He won a Gold Glove in 2021. And we're just going to talk about him because he's a free agent, you know, and he's a good player as well, as everyone knows. But he's a rookie. I mean, not a rookie. He's a Gold Glove winner, and he's been pretty good for a long time. I mean, Carlos Correa officially, technically, has never had a bad year. He's never really had a bad year. He'd been in the World Series. He's won a World Series, and he's came in second. He's been a great player, a good leader on the team. He's been playing for a while, since 2015. And we're just going to look back at his stats, and eventually we'll kind of tell which teams are looking at him and who do they think is going to be, who do you think is going to get him, and how good Carlos Correa really is. So first of all, I just want to recap. The Astros, you know, went in the World Series, and Carlos Correa played well, as we all know. So my thoughts on Carlos Correa is, well, he's a great shortstop. He's a great player, and he's a good hitter, but he can't really hit home runs. I don't know if that's just a thing that he is not working on. I don't honestly know. Carlos Correa is a decent player, but we'll just get right into his stats, okay? So in 2015, he played 99 games, not a tons of 387 plate appearances, not tons of games, but a decent amount, I guess. 22 home runs, 68 RBIs. He batted .279. And that's very good. You want that, especially in your rookie year. And I don't think he won rookie of the year that year, and that's pretty good. But he's very good. He's pretty fast. He's officially elected free agency, but we'll talk about that a bit more. But his stats in 2015 were decent. In 2016, he played 153 games and had less home runs than he did with those 99 games. He had 20 home runs in 2016, 22 in 2015. The 96 RBIs and about a .274. So those 2 years were very good. And literally, pretty much every single year, he's been a solid player. And everyone knows that this guy is Carlos Correa is a special player. He can hit. He's pretty fast. He doesn't strike out that often. I mean, in 2016, 2021, he struck out kind of a lot. But other than that, he really does not strike out that much. His walks are about average. RBIs are decent, you know. And he's an above-average player, and he can field very well as well. And the Astros are looking for that kind of player, especially of how long they've needed a shortstop. But so in 18, he batted only .239, with only 15 home runs and 65 RBIs. So you go from 15 and 16 and 7, you go 15 and 16, great. He did amazing with 24 home runs in 20, 22, 68, 96, 84 for RBIs. And then all of a sudden 18, he hits only 15 home runs and only has 65 RBIs and only batted .239. I mean, like in 2017, about a .315. What do you think happened? Honestly, I don't even know. I don't really follow Carlos Correa enough to know what happened to him. But I know all the Astros fans were very sad in that. And 19 and 20, no one really cares about 19 and 20. 2019, I mean, he only played 75 games. 2021 is a different story, though. In 2021, he had 26 home runs, 92 RBIs, and batted .279. So that's he's better. That's his best year of all of his games he's played at all. He most home runs, most RBIs, his third highest batting average. And he played really well. He did not get MVP in the playoffs, I don't believe, but he played really well. Yordan Alvarez played a little bit better, Carlos Correa, elected free agency. The Gold Glove winner elected free agency. And this guy, Carlos Correa, It was also has been all-star, and he's a great player. But teams that might get Carlos Correa, no one really knows. but there are some rumors out there that the Tigers might get him. The Tigers need a shortstop for the most part. Tigers have a current slate of shortstops that are not doing very well. They don't have tons of shortstops. A lot of wins above replacement. Carlos Correa has his 7. But the Rangers are also looking for him. Like I said earlier, the Rangers are probably looking at every single team, and I think they're going to be very good next year. The Yankees are looking at him, the Twins, but we'll get into it. So the Tigers definitely have enough money to spend on a potential $250 to $300 million contract on Carlos Correa. But, you know, it could be kind of hard to get Carlos Correa when you have so many other teams that have a higher market and probably want a bit more. But that would be easily the biggest deal for the Tigers. $250 to $300 million, the Tigers would almost be broke after that. The Seattle Mariners are somewhat looking at him, too. I mean, they need hitters now because they did not hit very well at all last year. They have decent players, but you always need a player like Carlos Correa. Correa, like, so if they think, and this is Baseball Reference, I believe, thinks that they actually might get him, the Mariners might get him, but with a deal lasting 10 years for $320 million. I don't know if that'll ever happen because it's kind of big, and I don't think the Mariners will even look at him because they don't really need a shortstop as much. I mean, they got J.P. Crawford even. Kyle Seager can play here and there. Mitch Haniger maybe even. So not much like that. But the Dodgers enjoying number 3, the Dodgers. The Dodgers enjoyed winning the World Series in 2020, almost did again in 2021. But the rumors are out there that, you know, since they can't keep Corey Seager for the most part, they're probably not going to keep Corey Seager. They have the highest market in baseball, practically. They can easily get Carlos Correa if they want. I mean, you got Corey Seager out. There's your shortstop. Boom, gone. And then Carlos Correa is a free agent. He's just waving their hand right now for Los Angeles Dodgers to get them. And they could easily sign up to $300 million contract or more. They're not shy to spend money at all. But Correa could move on one of the baseball's most dominant teams, especially seeking those postseason runs for the Dodgers. I obviously don't want Correa to go to the Dodgers, but I can just see him in a Dodgers uniform, and he probably will go to a Dodgers uniform just because, well, players nowadays really want money. And if you can get more money at this team, go to that team. That's kind of how it is. And just remember, Carlos Correa still could stay with the Astros. I mean, Astros, he liked the Astros. He wants to stay with the team he's been for a long time, since 2015. And he just wants to stay with a good team, you know, a solid team he can trust. And he knows all the players there. He's been with them for a long time. Him and Alex Bregman are good friends. Him and Jose Altuve are even better friends. And you never want to leave a team you've been with for a long time as well, you know. The number 2, the New York Yankees. In my opinion, I don't feel like they need it. But New York's franchise is always a consideration for any free agent. And Correa is no different. He actually hinted he wanted to wear Yankees shirt, blue or white and black pinstripe shirts. He wanted to be with the Yankees, actually, at one point. He kind of wanted to be with the Yankees. And the Yankees fans went wild when they saw Carlos Correa with the Astros. And they didn't like him that much. But a lot of people are saying, I mean, Carlos Correa somewhat likes the Yankees. The Yankees like him. But, you know, people say that and they never sign him. So no one really knows. But it seems like to be a good place to put Carlos Correa is very interested in for the Yankees. He's very interested to be with the New York Yankees. And I really think he has a good chance of being with that team. Just because, I mean, the New York Yankees are another very high market. It seems like they always are very close from being in the playoffs. And if not, they are in the playoffs. It's always very close. And the Yankees, they need some other players than they already have. They've always had Aaron Judge. They've always had Brett Gardner. Not always, but Giancarlo Stanton. They've had him for a while. They've had a lot of these players for a long time, and they haven't been getting much better than they already are. They might get 90 wins every year, you know, but they have a very hard standing. So they need to get a little better. I think Correa would be good for them, and I think it would help them a lot to get a shortstop. But now number one, the Houston Astros are really wanting to get him. The Astros offered Correa a 5-year, $160 million deal. So $32 million a year. That's the 10th largest deal in baseball history, but I guess for Correa, that's not enough. Correa is reported looking for a 10-year deal worth about $300 million, since, you know, Francisco Lindor signed a 10-year deal worth $341 million this past spring. So that's Correa is kind of greedy, in my opinion, at least how it's sounding here. But a lot of people are saying that the Astros could sign with Carlos Correa. I don't really know about this. The Astros, if the Astros amount were doubled over, if they did do 10 years, $320 million, would they keep Carlos Correa still? Would Carlos Correa still want to stay? Is it still about the money? Because I feel like if it was about the money, he would stay, just because 5-year, $160 million, that's 10th largest deal in baseball history. That's a lot of money. I think if it was money, I think he would have done that. The Astros have a somewhat high market, so they're probably not too worried on that. But 5 years, you know, I feel like if I was Carlos Correa, I would say yes, a 5-year, $160 million. I feel like that would be a great decision for everyone, because you get him for 5 years, and then he can choose maybe his club option, I don't know. But it's still, I mean, we're talking like it's not possible that Carlos Correa won't resign. It's actually the most likely that Carlos Correa will resign. Just you look at the Dodgers and the Yankees, they're going to offer him that 10-year, $320 million contract. If Carlos Correa really does miss Houston, is he going to stay? Is he going to stay with the Yankees? Is he going to stay with the Astros? Is he going to go with the Yankees or the Dodgers? Yeah, we don't even know. And our next topic is going to be Nick Castellanos. Talk about him a bit. What are my thoughts on Nick Castellanos? So I'm a Reds fan, but I like doing MLB stuff the most. He was a good player. I mean, he wasn't, like, amazing, in my opinion, at least in the start. Okay, so he got hurt, right? Everyone knew he got hurt. He got hurt, and everyone... So before he got hurt, he was literally the greatest player in baseball. Not even joking. He was amazing. He was an all-star. He had the best batting average in baseball. He had tons of home runs. He had the most hits. He had the most doubles. He was amazing. But then then he got hurt. He can't remember what happened. I think he got hit by a pitch or something like that. And ever since then, he didn't do amazing. He still did good. But if we kept it at this rate, he probably would have ended up batting 270-ish. He wasn't a great player after that. Nick Castellanos is a right-hander for the Reds. He plays right field. Not too much rumors, actually, about Nick Castellanos, believe it or not. I really don't know who's going to get him. There's 3 potential landing spots, I guess, for the Nick Castellanos. There's specifically 2 big teams that are going to re-sign him. There's some people are saying that the Padres will get him and the White Sox, but there's no way, in my opinion. I would say, it's for me, I think it's going to be the Marlins, the Giants, or the Reds. Those are the only 3. So Marlins might get him. Repeat this. And the Tigers have been actually showing some interest in him. But what will happen to him? What will happen to Nick Castellanos? Who will sign him? Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the Marlins. Are the Marlins going to get him? They're the lowest market team in baseball. So some people don't think they will. But, I mean, come on. If you're a baseball, if you're a Major League Baseball team, you can afford him. It doesn't really matter. You're going to have millions of dollars. You can do it. Well, let's actually talk about the Reds. Can the Reds re-sign Cincinnati Reds re-sign Nick Castellanos? In my opinion, no. I don't think they can. I don't think they will. I don't think they even want to. They gave him a decent, what was the word? A decent contract. But not. I mean, you can probably get more money from a higher market team. You know, the Reds are the second lowest market team in baseball. And if the Reds want to contend for a playoff bid again, you know, in 2022, they'll probably have to get Castellanos. And I think they know that. But the Reds are going to be very bad this year. I think most of us know that if you're following baseball really well. Well, I don't know. This is my prediction. The Reds are not going to re-sign Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos might show some interest, but I think he's just doing that to do that. So with the White Sox, need him, desperately need outfield help. Luis Robert is a good outfielder, but that's about it. But could be perfect guy for the job, at least for the White Sox. Back 2018, the White Sox were interested in Castellanos, but they didn't end up together. The White Sox actually offered a trade, Dallas Keuchel for Nick Castellanos in 2020, I believe it was. And if I was the Reds, I don't know. So the Reds did give him this deal. He walked away over $34 million over the next 2 years. So it would be $34 million for 2 years. And that's not a much at all. He's obviously looking for a bigger number for that. Everyone knows. But you can never predict how this is gonna unfold. You really don't know. I mean, what's gonna happen? Some people think you want to talk about the Giants and the Marlins now. Some people think the Giants and the Marlins because they've been showing interest lately. Let's talk about the Giants because there's very likely they're not the Giants are not gonna get not gonna get Chris Bryant, right? Because, well. They just can't get him, but a lot of people think since they can't get Chris Bryant, they're gonna get Nick Castellanos because Nick Castellanos and Chris Bryant are very, very similar between all these stuff. Giants and Marlins are showing extreme interest. This is actually a article. So free agent Nick Castellanos is drawing interest from the Marlins and the Giants, among others. As a reporter a short time ago, Castellanos, 29, is a graduate from McCarthy High School. Jesse Winke really likes him. They say there's a lot of value pieces in him to win with. He said Jonathan and Jesse Winker are coming, and then if you have Jesse Winker, Jonathan and Nick Castellanos together, you're gonna be good. But that's about it for Nick Castellanos. Not tons of teams have shown extreme interest in him. I mean, I guess the Marlins, the Giants. The Rangers probably. I don't know. Not a ton to talk about that. Well, Kendall Graveman, the closer for the Astros, just got traded or something like that to the White Sox. And oh my gosh, do the White Sox even need more relief pitchers? They have Liam Hendricks, Craig Kimbrell, Renato Lopez. And now, Kendall Graveman. Kendall Graveman had a 5-1, he was 5-1 wins and losses with a 1.77 ERA. That's amazing, right? You look at Liam Hendricks, who had even better stats. Craig Kimbrell had amazing stats. But here, this is what we're gonna say now. Who's gonna be the closer? Kendall Graveman had 10 saves last time. Liam Hendricks had like 40. Craig Kimbrell had like 20 something. You know, I'm Tony La Russa, or whatever, Tony, their manager. And I'm saying, okay, put someone in the bullpen. I don't really care. Whoever is in the bullpen for the White Sox, you can trust tremendously. Every single person in the bullpen for the White Sox literally is amazing. Literally, like, amazing. Everyone there is a great pitcher that every team needs to have. But if the Ken if I think it's official, the White Sox officially got a Kendall Graveman. But in my opinion, the White Sox and the Rays are going to be amazing next year. I think it's going to be the White Sox. I mean, the White Sox, their pitching is amazing. And they got a lot of young talent, specifically Luis Robert. I really like him. But you got Yasmani Grandal. I'm pretty sure he's a free agent. But you got a lot of decent players. Jose Abreu is amazing. I really like Luis Robert. I think he's going to be great. You got a lot of good players that can easily help them in the future if they really start. Tim Anderson as well. If you really start trying to do the, if they have that mindset that they want to win, they can easily do it. In my opinion, they have more talent than the Dodgers do. The Dodgers are just high market and they can get whatever they want, and they got some good players, but I think they can be really good, the White Sox. So Kenny Graveman just got signed. That's amazing. And Eduardo Rodriguez, the Red Sox ace, just got traded to the Tigers. Don't have tons of information on that, but that's what happened. And I don't know what you Tigers fans think about that, but it's going to be good. I think the Tigers like that anyway, because Erod is super happy about that. He has joined the Tigers, and the Tigers need to be better. I mean, they did decent last year. I think the almost 500 team, and Eduardo Rodriguez, I think, he's a good player. Five-year deal the Tigers signed to him. In my opinion, honestly, if I'm this manager guy who's sending people, I would never go above 3 years unless, you know, you're sending Wander Franco, and I wouldn't go above six for him. So I don't really know what they want to do with him. But Eduardo Rodriguez, the closer, the ace for the Red Sox, is just officially signed to the Tigers. And that's that. That's what happened. And that's pretty cool. I think the Tigers like that a lot. I think that's going to be very good for them. I believe that's all we have. See if there's any else we can talk about. But today was Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving for all you guys who are listening. But I guess there's a couple of people eyeing Marcus Stroman. He's a free agent. The really good pitcher for the Mets. He had an amazing ERA, but had a losing record. The Angels are shining a bit, but they just got Noah Syndergaard, so I doubt they will. But the Cardinals are considering, because they have five Gold Glove Awards winners. Five Gold Glove winners. That's amazing. Five people. They got Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Tommy Edmund, and I'm missing one. Or two, even. I can't remember them right now. But they need better pitching. Wainwright signed a one-year deal, and then he's going to retire. Jake Flattery, or whatever you want to call him, is available for two more years. Miles Michaelis, he's a good player, but you can never trust him for the most part. Dakota Hudson's a decent pitcher. But Marcus Stroman would actually be a good fit for the Cardinals, so they can afford him. I think that might what happen, though. A 30-year-old Marcus Stroman is the prime target for the Cardinals. Stroman recorded a 58.4% ground ball rate in his career. So, Stroman is expected to seek a multi-year contract after signing an $18.9 million qualifying offer with the Mets. And MLB trade rumors recently predicted Stroman would get a five-year, $110 million deal. The largest free agent contract the Cardinals ever given a pitcher is $80 million over 5 years to Mike Leake in 2015. I think that Mark Stroman would be good for them, but I would sign him to maybe 2 years. I wouldn't go all in on him, and I know everyone's saying, oh, don't do that. I think, for me, don't sign anyone above 7 years unless it's like a guy like Wander Franco or something like that. You shouldn't do that. I don't think it's smart. But Padres looking for him. They got Blake Snell, who you can't trust anymore. Yu Darvish isn't doing great, but Joe Musgrove is doing good. Jake Arrieta should be gone. Vince Velasquez is doing okay now, I guess. Marcus Stroman, I can see him in a Padres uniform. I can see him in a Padres uniform very well. But I don't think, honestly, the Padres really need him. I don't know. I don't know what you think, but I don't know. Stroman posted a 3.02 ERA in the 2021 with 158 strikeouts. Only 17 home runs allowed. That's pretty good. But I don't know. I think that's about it, actually. Marcus Stroman might go to the... I think he's going to go to the Cardinals. That's my prediction right there. And I think Carlos Correa will go with the Dodgers, and that's that. Well, thank you for listening to MLB from CDA, and I will catch you next time. Thank you for listening.